you. If you'll turn me down a little bit in my monitor. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. If you have your Bibles with you this morning or whatever, an iPad or iPhone, whatever your word you're going to read from, I want you to lift it up with me this morning. Hallelujah. We're going to make a declaration. Are you ready for more declarations? Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Let's stand and honor the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Lift up your Bibles. Say, this is my Bible. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Say, I'm about to hear and receive the incorruptible word of God. My heart is ready. My mind is alert. So speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Wow, what a beautiful morning this has been so far. Choir, what a, you know, we're watching the choir developing, and we're getting ready to go into our Christmas practice, and I just believe God is up to something spectacular here at GFIC Jesus. I would encourage you to invite people to come and experience what you are experiencing. Hallelujah. I love the bulletin. You know, pick up a bulletin. Pick up a couple extra and pass them out because these are also a ministering tool that you can use to minister to those as well. And it's funny because I send the title of the message to Ted and Kenny about Thursday or Friday, and I sent the title saying Merge. And I love it because they get right in the spirit. And when they come up with a design, it lines up with where it just confirms the word and where we're going to go this morning. So you know the title of the message today is Merge. Say Merge. Merge. That's a Texas draw. Merge. Hallelujah. If you'll turn to the book of John. Hallelujah. John 15, and we're going to start in verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And if you have a Bible like mine, it's page 1199. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for your presence in this place. You said if we draw near to you, you'll draw near to us. And so this morning, I believe that we drew near to you and you became closer to us. Lord, I thank you that you are leading us and guiding us through this journey of life. And we thank you, Lord, that you never leave us nor forsake us. Even when we step off the path, you're always there to encourage us, to nudge us to get back on the path. Today, Lord, I continue to stay out of the way. So, Holy Spirit, that you would minister to each and every person in this room and each and every person listening to this message, whether it's through the webcast or through the CD. Lord, I thank you for the word that is going out. And your word, I should say, and it's accomplishing the purpose that you intended it to be. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So as I was looking up in the dictionary, the word merge, it says to cause two or more things to come together and become one thing. To become joined or united. Now, I always, when I'm driving, I know, I always say, man, I would love to have a class to teach people how to merge into the traffic. Because what happens a lot of times is we slam on the brakes or we gun it and we mess up with the flow. And the Lord is leading us to merge with him so that we will stop gunning it or slamming on the brakes, that we would flow in our walk or in the spirit of the Lord. Can you say amen? See, this song that we sang at the end of the service today is I am crucified with Christ. And it's not my strength, but it's his strength inside me. And I believe that when we get the revelation that I can do nothing in my own strength, but only in the strength of the Lord, then we will see accomplishments. We'll see the victory. We'll see the effectiveness of prayer. We could pray all day long and say, Lord, I'm asking you to help me do this. And the Lord, who will come and help us, but we have a tendency not to participate in the process. Well, Lord, you just do it. I'll sit here and enjoy the blessing. Pastor Sandy was sharing about how the Lord is healing her hip, was it? Her foot. And she's walking it out, so to speak. Not only is she believing for her healing, but she's not sitting around going, foot, I hope you get better. I'm praying over your foot. She's getting up off the couch, and she begins to walk, and she may limp until all of a sudden she begins to walk even without the limp, and she sees the process of believing God for her healing. How many are believing God for something? Are you participating in the process? Well, Lord, I'm believing for a financial breakthrough, and I'm just going to sit around and wait till the check comes in the mail. Well, the chances are the check may not come in the mail. Your financial breakthrough may be that you get off the couch and go and receive it, or go to work, or do something, or be a blessing. Sowing and reaping. Some merging. We're talking about merging. To cause two or more things to come together and become one thing. To become joined or united. So as we go into John 15, verse 1, we've heard this, we've read this, we've heard it preached, we've heard it taught, but I believe the Holy Spirit has more to share on this. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Jesus is talking about he is the vine. Jesus is the vine. Say, Jesus is the vine. And my heavenly Father is the gardener. Say, Jesus is the vine. And Father, the heavenly Father, I should say, is the gardener. Okay, going on. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. While every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. Now, you know, a lot of times people preach about this in a negative context. Oh, you know what? We're going to be snipping you off the vine. You're no good, and you're this, and you're that. That's not how God is. See, I have to remember his word says that he desires that not one person perishes. And, you know, I think about this a lot. I think about people who condemn other people. I think about even in the church, even what's going on in politics and all these things, and how people judge other people. And a lot of it comes out of the Christian, you know, atmosphere and the environment. And, you know, have you ever been around some Christians and you heard things said like, you know what, if you do that, you're going to go to hell. You know, if you do that, you're going to go hell. And they have this context, this thing about, you know what? It's almost to a place where they hope you go to hell, because if you don't get your life right, you're going to go to hell. Well, that's not how God is. God is love. Can you say amen? God is love. God is love. And he says, God so loved the world. I have to go back to that. That is just the foundation of who God is. You know, God sent his only begotten Son into the world, not to condemn it, but to save it. Can you say amen? So those around us, of course people are doing crazy things. Of course people are sinning. Of course people are mocking God and stuff. But you know what? We're called to be a light so that the goodness of Jesus will lead them to God. Can you say amen? It's his love. His love that draws all men into repentance. And what is the word repentance? Change your mind. Change directions. It's that easy. Are you with me this morning? Hallelujah. So going on. Hallelujah. In verse 3 it says, you are already clean, Pastor Jan. You're already clean. Ricky, you're already clean. Eddie, you're already clean. Rob, you're already clean. Mary and Raphael, you're already clean. Each one of you here, as you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Word of God, the Word that was with God, the Word that is God, his Word has cleaned you up. You've been cleaned by his Word. Can you say amen? Say, I'm clean. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. See, I must merge into Jesus. I cannot be independent of God. I must be one in Christ to see the victory, to see the life that Jesus says, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. Jesus said, before he said that, he says, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That is what the devil does. Do you ever know that? He comes to steal and kill and destroy. That's his job to come in. But Jesus said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. So why wouldn't I want to stay connected to the vine, which is Jesus Christ? Amen. Well, you don't know what my coworker says about me. You don't know what they say about my walk with the Lord. It is none of your coworker's business about your walk with the Lord. Maybe your coworker needs to focus more on the vine instead of being disconnected to the vine and worrying about your walk. See, if I'm connected to the vine, then you know what? Jesus is going to lead me on this path because I'm connected in the vine. And Jesus is going to remind me, hey, 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 hey. Jesus is going to remind me. Jesus, the Holy Ghost, is able to say, Tony, you've stepped out of the vine. You're disconnecting. Stay connected. So going on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In verse 5, it says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. Jesus is just saying, he's saying, just stay connected to me. He says, I got what you need. I'll show you. I'll provide for you. I'll cause victory in your life. He says, whenever you get disconnected, you wither up, you dry up, you get discouraged, you feel defeated. And Jesus says, just stay connected with me. Just stay connected. See, the Bible is the good news. Does anybody know that the Bible is good news? Even when the scriptures have a tendency to maybe correct me or rebuke me, it's for my benefit so that I will produce more fruit, better fruit. See, this is what Jesus is saying. He says, do you want more? Do you want to live a more victorious life? Do you want to see more things accomplished in your life? Do you want to see your dreams and the goals that I placed in your heart and the visions come to pass? He says, it will take place. Just stay connected with me. It says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you, given you. So, meaning that as I stay connected with Jesus, those things that really, truly matter, there's things I wish for and hope for. How about you? Do you wish and hope for things? But if I don't get those things, it's not going to destroy me. You know, I remember what happened with the AC units a couple weeks ago, and some of you are saying, oh, it's still warm in here. Well, it's 100 degrees probably already outside. All four units are working. And I remember I was praying because the previous air conditioning company had made a promise that they were going to provide two new units and give us time to pay it off and stuff. And so I began to ask them and I began to pray about it. I said, God, bring it to the remembrance of what they promised. And it never came to pass. But God had something better. Hello? He brought another air conditioning company in our midst. And they said, we got two used units that you can pay for $900 compared to $10,000 that we would have went into debt for. God answered the prayer, but did it the way that was better for us, that we didn't have to go into debt. Can you say amen? See, that's why I need to stay connected to the vine. So what I pray is going to be the will of God. Can you say amen? He's got something good, gooder for each and every one of you. Can you say amen? This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. I want the joy of the Lord. How about you? The joy of the Lord is my strength. Can you say amen? The joy of the Lord is your strength, my strength. Does it mean I'm always happy? Believe it or not, I have my moments. But it's not about me. It's about the joy of the Lord that is inside me, and it's his joy that so my joy may be complete. I'm going to enjoy my life on this journey, even when the devil raises his head, even when things happen. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I am going to stay merged into Jesus Christ, into the vine. He will lead me and guide me. He will show us the way. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. He always makes a way because he is the way. Can you say amen? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. It says, my command is this in verse 12. Love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends. If you do what I command, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. Isn't that a good God? Isn't Jesus a good God that he makes known to us what the Father tells him, and he tells us that we're not blindsided? Well, you know what? I'm just going to have this blind walk, this faith walk. You know what? I'm just putting my trust in the Lord that he's going to make a way where there seems to be no way. That's true. But he says our footsteps are ordered of him. He gives us visions and he gives us dreams and he gives us direction. We got to get our heads out of the cloud and start getting focused on the Lord and say, what did you say, Lord? Oh, you said to turn this way, so I'm going to turn that way. But Lord, you said turn this way and I turn that way. What's the problem? It's not the Lord. It's my problem because I didn't listen to the Lord. I didn't stay connected to the vine. I began to do my own thing. But I've noticed one thing. When I begin to head in the direction that the Lord is leading me, I always see results. Always good results. Always. Say always. Say Jesus. Never fails. Say, he's never failed me yet, nor will he ever fail me. Say, I'm here because Jesus has brought me here. Say, I am winning this race that is marked out for me. Say, I am gonna get to that finish line. Say, I am gonna enjoy my race that is marked out for me. So I am a child of the Most High God. I'm going to heaven. I'm on my way, but I'm victorious. On my way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'm going to read this again. You are my friends in verse 14. If you do what I command, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, for everything I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. You know what? He chose you. He first chose you. You didn't choose him. He chose you and appointed you. You have been appointed from the Most High God through Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. He chose you. And so from this moment on, I want you to never, ever think that Jesus has ever turned you away or rejected you. Can you say amen? He chose you. Say, he chose me. He chose me. It says, then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. But you know what's going on in people's mind? Well, you better make sure it's the will of God. You know what? I don't want you to think about that right now. You're connected to the vine. So those things that you ask for, that the Holy Spirit is going to bring them to your heart, and you're going to ask the Lord, you're going to ask the Father in the name of Jesus, and he's going to give you what you've asked in Jesus' name. See, we always think about, don't do that. Don't tell the people that. They're not going to get a Cadillac. They're not going to get this stuff. You don't know what they're going to get. Don't worry about other people. Think about your relationship with Jesus Christ. You, it's your relationship. It's your relationship. Boy, I wish Sister So-and-so was here so she could hear this word. No, she's not here, but you're here. It's for you so that you would be victorious, that you'll leave this place today knowing that, you know what? I'm going to stay connected to the vine. I'm going to stay connected with Jesus Christ. He's brought me this far. He's going to take me all the way in. Well, my checkbook doesn't look very good. Well, I'm going to stay connected to the vine. He's my provider. He supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory. Well, the doctor said this. Well, who cares what the doctor says? The Bible says that Jesus and his stripes has caused me to be healed. So I'm going to stay connected to the vine. I'm going to stay connected to the vine. Can you say amen? I looked up some pruning advice. Listen, Pastor Dan. Pruning prevents the vine from growing too much foliage, which in turn amounts to not enough fruit. So when you snip some of this foliage and snip some of those branches, it doesn't produce so much foliage, which takes all the nutrients from the fruit. So when the Lord is pruning us, he's pruning things that are taking away from the fruit that we produce, that good fruit that lasts. So I want you to understand the pruning isn't a bad thing. The pruning is a good thing so that we produce better fruit that lasts. Now, I know that's one of those ouch hallelujahs because we don't like anything that hurts. We don't like anything that we might have to push through. You know, I always say this. When you're getting your victory, do you think the devil's going to say, okay, well, you're going to get your victory? He's going to oppose you. He's going to resist you. When you know that you know you're in the brink of your breakthrough, you're in the brink of, you know, breaking through, and the devil puts up something else, and he does something else, that is confirmation from the Lord because of what the devil is doing that something is about to take place. So instead of saying, oh, man, start saying, Lord, I praise you. I thank you because my breakthrough is here, and the devil is opposing me because he knows my breakthrough is here. I am breaking through, and I'm breaking out. I thank you, Lord. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good week. It's going to be a good month. It's going to be a good year. I thank you no matter what they're saying on the news. I declare that Jesus is Lord. The government is upon his shoulder. I thank you that Emmanuel is here. I thank you that the Spirit of God is inside us, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives and dwells within you and I. The same Spirit, the Spirit inside you is greater than the spirit of the devil that is outside. We got to understand we are the children of the Most High God. We are created in God's image and his likeness. The devil don't, the angels aren't created in God's image and his likeness. We are. They are servants of the Lord. We are the children of the God, children of God. Didn't Jesus says, I no longer call you servants, but I call you friends, because I release, I give you the information from the Father. You are a friend of God. You are a friend of Jesus. He is letting you know what is coming your way and how you're going to be victorious. Can you say amen? Goes on and says, a well-pruned vine is given maximum exposure to the sun. I'm going to read this, and I want you to hear what the Holy Spirit showed me. A well-pruned vine is given maximum exposure to sunlight, Christ, air circulation, Holy Spirit, and maintenance, Father the gardener. These factors create an atmosphere less likely to harbor diseases or pests. The natural things that they do to the grapevine, God is doing for with us, because we are to produce fruit that lasts, so those diseases, that we won't harbor diseases or pests. Can you say amen? Because we are connected to the vine. I want to say this again. A well-pruned vine, thank you, Jesus, where the branches on the vine, we're being pruned. So a well-pruned vine is given maximum exposure to sunlight. How do we get maximum exposure to sunlight? Through the Word of God. Jesus is the Word made flesh. Jesus was the Word with God. Then it goes on. Air circulation. They need that air circulation around the vine. You have the Holy Spirit within you. There is a circulation. There is a brooding taking place in your life. Today, the Lord said he was going to do something very special in this service today. You came to the place today because the Lord drew you here to impart in you something very special. Today, you're going to leave different. Your walk is going to be different. You're going to live, begin to see that effective life of Christ inside you. Can you say amen? So air circulation is the Holy Spirit, and maintenance. They got to continue to maintain the vines. That's our Heavenly Father, the gardener. He maintains. He's the maintenance. So these factors create an atmosphere less likely to harbor diseases or pests. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's turn to Matthew 21 real quick. 21:18. Thank you, Lord. We know this about the fig tree. Matthew 21:18, it says, I like hearing the pages turn. Or the hands going, choop, choop, choop. It wasn't very good, was it? Early in the morning, as he was on his way back to the city, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. Where's the fruit? Then he said to it, may you never bear fruit again. Immediately the tree withered. You know, what that represents, leaves without fruit, to me represents talk and no walk. Words with no power. It represents dead works. I don't want any more dead works. I want to produce fruit. I want us to produce fruit that will last, so that people want to eat of the fruit of the vine. They want the Jesus inside you because he tastes good, because you reveal the real Jesus, the one that tastes good, the one that looks good, the one that is good. The one it's loving. The one it has compassion. So going on, it says. It says, when the disciples saw this, they were amazed. How did the fig tree wither so quickly, they asked. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. If you have faith and you do not doubt, not only can you do what has been done to the fig tree, but also you could say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. What is he saying? Speak to the dead works. Speak to those things that get in the way of you and the Lord. Speak to those things that distract you. We're distracted. We're distracted by the things of the world. And because we're not staying connected to the vine, we're wondering why we're being discouraged and defeated. It's because we're disconnecting and we're trying to do it in our own strength. But we've got to stay connected. And he says, you can speak to that tree that's not producing fruit. Whatever the tree is in your life, what is it? What is the tree in your life that isn't producing fruit? All it has is a bunch of leaves, and it's not producing any fruit. It looks good, but it's not of God. Speak to it, he says. Not only can you speak to the fig tree, but you can also speak to your mountains. Those things that get in your way, those things, you know, we can make excuses all day long. Well, you don't know what I went through. I went through all kinds of stuff as a kid. I went through all kinds of stuff when I turned into an adult. But you know what? I can look and keep in the past, or I can say, look what the Lord has done. I decided I'm going to move forward. From now on, tomorrow's going to be a good day. Today's going to be a good day. I'm going to stop making excuses why I'm the way I am. I thank you, Lord, that you brought me this far and you have a good life for me, and I'm going to enjoy this life. I'm going to speak to the mountains. I'm not going to complain about the mountains. I'm going to speak to the mountains. Get out of my way. I am going to make it. You're going to make it. You are going to have a victorious life. Your checkbook isn't going to stay empty forever. Your body is not going to stay sick forever. You're not going to stay depressed forever. You're not going to stay oppressed forever. You're going to do something about it. You're going to open your mouth and speak to it to get out of your life in Jesus' mighty name. I am victorious in Christ Jesus. I am victorious in Christ Jesus. That's what you're going to say. Devil, you're under my feet. I am victorious in Christ Jesus. I am a child of the Most High God. I am making it. I'm going to get to that finish line. And on my way, I'm going to enjoy the race. Can you say amen? You know, I come across people that they want to argue scripture. And I say, you know, I don't have time for that. We are not called to argue scripture. Well, I'm going to clean the church. Well, talk to Ricky about that, because we need more people to vacuum and clean. Our job isn't to clean the church out of sin and all that stuff. Our job is to be a light. Let God's glory pour out. Let God do what he needs to do. Let's be the glory carriers. Let's release the glory where we go. Can you say amen? Thank you, Jesus. It's funny. I don't know, my boss wouldn't. You know, I talk about one of my new bosses, and he's Muslim, and he knows I'm a Christian, and all the time he quotes scripture. Because he's heard other Christians quoting scripture. Now, he doesn't understand what it means. He's saying it kind of as a jab to me. And I have a good relationship. I mean, I have a really good relationship with him. And he says it to jab at me, but he's speaking scripture. He's speaking the word of God is coming out of his mouth. When I was on my vacation a week ago, he called me. He says, you can never go out of vacation again. I said, why? He says, it's so boring here. At the office. And you know what it is? It's the glory of the Lord that I carry into work. I don't have to get on my pulpit. I don't have to get my Bible out. I don't have to do anything but be Jesus. Let his glory fill the place and enjoy it. That's how I'm going to win him to Jesus, because he's going to speak about Jesus. Then he's going to believe about what he says because he's speaking it out. He might be jabbing at me, but he's speaking the word of the Lord. I hope he doesn't listen to this. No, that's good. But see, it's not that hard. Our walk shouldn't be hard. You know, it's funny because I talk about my classes, and I say, and I tell people, I say, you know what, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. And then I have a religious lady in one of my classes, well, the Bible says we are perfect in Christ. I said, I understand that. But a non-believer is not going to understand a word you said. I said, what I'm doing is I'm trying to prove a point to a non-believer or somebody who's struggling with the walk of the Lord. I make mistakes. You make mistakes. That's okay. Jesus will help you through on this journey. Don't give up the journey because you make mistakes. That's why I say I'm not perfect. Paul even said, I become like them to win them to Christ. If they're a Roman, I become a Roman. If they're this, I become this. So to win them to Christ. We got to get that. Do I compromise the word? No, that's not what I'm saying. I got to get off my throne, and I've got to get to a place where they can relate to me so that they will want to have Jesus that is inside me. Can you say amen? Thank you, Lord. Just write this down. We're almost done. Matthew 11, 28. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. Woo. Really? Some of the church-going people that I hear, I don't hear that from them. And I'm not here to point the finger. I want us as GFIC Jesus to be different. I want the world to see the loving and the compassionate and the humble Jesus that he is in the scripture. Can anybody say amen? So come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Ooh, glory. His burden is light. Well, I've got to try to be good. I've got to try to break through. I've got to try to give this up. You don't have to try anything. Just stay connected to the vine. Well, you're giving people a license to sin. No, I'm not. I'm giving you the word of God. His word is true. His word will do the work. Can you say amen? Just write this down, Galatians 3, 26. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. You know how we're going to get unity in the body is to realize I'm one with Christ. Well, we're different, Rhonda. I don't know if I can be in unity with her because we're different. It's not about that. And you know better than that. She's one in Christ. I'm one in Christ. The Republicans are one in Christ. The Democrats are one in Christ. I'm just giving you an example. What will cause unity is that we stop thinking about who we got to come in unity with and start thinking about coming one in Christ, unified in Christ. He will take care of all the differences. Well, they're kind of different than I am. Well, of course. You're an original, thank God. There's some people, you say, oh, I know people say we all have a twin. I hope not. Some people you hope not, right? So, oh, you're an original. You're one of a kind. Lord, I thank you that you broke the mold when you finished with them. But it doesn't matter the differences. We look at the differences instead of being one in Christ. Be in the vine of Christ. I don't have to prove anything. I don't have to get on a soapbox and say, this is who I am. You got to love me. No, you don't have to love me. But he commands us to love him. In closing, turn to 1 Corinthians 13. We should all probably know this by heart. You can listen if you want. It's the love scripture. 1 Corinthians 13, 4. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. Man, love is not rude. I'm going to get in such and such face. That's not love. But you don't know what they did to me. That's not love. Love is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. Ooh, that's a good one too, isn't it? It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. The greatest commandments, there's two. To love God with everything within you and to love your brother or sister as you love yourself. Those are the two greatest commands. Are you ready today? If you're willing, or if you're able to stand to your feet this morning, thank you, Jesus. Ooh, it gets to a holy hush. You know, stubborn people would have a tough time listening to what I preach this morning. What do you mean? I'm from the hood. I'm from the ghetto. I'm from this. I'm from that. Those things are going to pass away one day. We're not going to be here forever. We're on our way to heaven. We're on our way from this place today. You're not staying here in this building today. You came to get a word of the Lord so that you would go out and practice what has been shared with you. Your mouth will be the evidence of whether you've heard the word from the Lord today. The mouth is a great way to check yourself or myself and whether I'm staying connected to the vine or I'm not. So this morning, with heads bowed, eyes closed, this morning, you want to step out and you want to have a close relationship. You want to have a relationship with Jesus. Today you want to ask Jesus to come into your life. If that's you, I want you to lift up your hand. Is there anybody here today? It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've done. It just matters that you say yes. So is there anybody here today that you want to ask Jesus be your Lord of your life? If you are, lift up your hand. Do you want to rededicate your life to the Lord today? If that's you, lift up your hand. Yes. Is there anybody here today that you believe that God has answered your prayers? Lift up your hands. Every one of your prayers, lift up both hands. Do you believe that you're in the palm of God's hands? Lift up your hands. Do you believe that you can do all things through Christ Jesus? Do you believe that you're victorious? Do you believe that you're healed? Do you believe that you're victorious? Do you believe that tomorrow is going to be good? Do you believe that the Lord has gone before you and made a way? Do you believe? Do you believe? Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just lift up our hands. We're going to... You are my King, Jesus, you are my King, Jesus, you are my King. You believe, right? Jesus, you are my King. sing it to him. Jesus, you are my King. The praise and worship team, come up. You are my King. Jesus, you are my King. You are my King. You are my King. Jesus, you are my King. You are my King. Jesus, you are my King. Bring up the music a little bit.
Amazing love, how can it be
that you, my King,
that you, my King, would die? Amazing love, I know it's true. It is my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me?
Amazing love. Thank you, Lord.
Amazing love, I know it's true. It is my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you
in all I do.
In all I do. I honor you
in all I do.
In all I do, I honor you.
In all I do,
in all I do, I honor you.
In all I do,
in all I do, I honor you.
In all I do,
in all I do, I honor you.
Lord, just put this on my heart. If you're sick in your body, you're dealing with something, I want you to just step out into the aisle. I don't want you to come down to the front. Just step out of your pew to the aisle. If you're dealing with any kind of sickness in your body, step out. If you can't, Rhonda, just stay right where you are. If you're dealing with sickness, step out of your pew right now in Jesus' mighty name. Lift up your hands this morning. Lord, right now, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, they have been made whole. I thank you for your hips are being healed right now. Hip problems are being healed right now. I thank you that disease is being destroyed right now by the name of Jesus and by the stripes of Jesus. I thank you that every sickness must leave everyone's body right now. Stomach problems, I speak peace to your stomachs right now. For mind, the emotional problems, I speak to that. The Lord says it's not a problem for him. He's taking care of it. Right now, receive your healing. Receive your peace. Receive your joy. Receive all that the Lord has already provided for you. He says it's already been done. You made a step of faith. Now receive it completely for your body to be made whole. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. May be dismissed. Mm-hmm.